and then releasing it. Bailey hoped earnestly that the creature's unreadable eyes could not penetrate Bailey's mind and see that wild moment, just past and not yet entirely subsided, when all of Bailey had concentrated into a feeling of an intense friendship that was almost love. After all, one could not love as a friend this Daniil Olivaw, who was not a man at all, but only a robot. The robot that looked so like a man said, "I have asked that a robot-driven ground transport vessel be connected to this ship by air tube." Bailey frowned.
"An air tube?"
"Yes, it is a common technique, frequently used in space in order that personnel and material be transferred from one vessel to another without the necessity of special equipment against vacuum. It would seem, then, that you are not acquainted with the technique."
"No," said Bailey, "but I get the picture."
"It is, of course, rather complicated to arrange such a device between spaceship and ground vehicle, but I have requested that it be done. Fortunately, the mission on which you and I are engaged is one of high priority. Difficulties are smoothed out quickly."
"Are you assigned to the murder case, too?"
"Have you not been informed of that?" "I regret not having told you at once." There was, of course, no sign of regret on the robot's perfect face. "It was Dr. Han Fastolf, whom you met on Earth during our previous partnership, and whom I hope you remember, who first suggested you as an appropriate investigator in this case. He made it a condition that I be assigned to work with you once more." Bailey managed a smile. Dr. Fastolf was a native of Aurora, and Aurora was the strongest of the outer worlds. Apparently, the advice of an Auroran bore weight. Bailey said,
"A team that works shouldn't be broken up, eh?"
The first exhilaration of Daniil's appearance was fading, and the compression about Bailey's chest was returning. "I do not know if that precise thought was in his mind, Partner Elijah. From the nature of his orders to me, I should think that he was interested in having assigned to work with you one who would have experience with your world and would know of your consequent peculiarities."
"Peculiarities?"
Bailey frowned and felt offended.
It was not a term he liked in connection with himself.
"So that I could arrange the air tube, for example. I am well aware of your aversion to open spaces as a result of your upbringing in the cities of Earth."